This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Four words, four little words that are hurting America's pandemic response. What are they?
Do your own research.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research? Nobody who's saying that is getting in a lab and doing tests. At best, you're reading other people's research. And more likely, you're probably reading a tweet about a headline, about a blog post, about someone else's research.
That phrase, do your own research, is popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. But this go-it-alone approach, doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences.
In other words, CNN says, don't do your own research.
What are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Well, today, the deer antler guy was sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the Capitol riots.
The same phrase, do your research, is being peddled by some people who do have ill intent, who want to push you down certain paths, who want to, either for profit reasons or for geopolitical reasons, want to make sure that you are reading certain information as opposed to listening to authoritative sources.
Thank you. We respect my authority.
So what should be an actually smart idea, especially in the U.S. with such a lack of funding and media literacy and all of these issues, it can really actually help make things worse.
Yeah, it's a sneaky little phrase.
Here's the four words that are helping to spread vaccine misinformation. Are you ready? According to CNN, here they are. Do your own research.
Do your own research.
Do your own research. It's a sneaky little phrase.
That's right, folks. CNN here to tell you, don't look into these things for yourself. Don't do your own research. Don't question anything. Just listen and obey.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Once again, the media is clamoring to tell you to stop looking into stuff for yourself. Do your own research. Those four words are hurting the U.S. pandemic response, CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter said on Reliable Sources Sunday.
Brian Stelter visits school kids to teach them to spot misinformation. He's telling them, don't even trust satire, don't trust anything but CNN.
Reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech.
In the Senate of the United States, for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my guns from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
We say no more.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law.
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
I'm tired of hearing people, all they have to offer is thoughts and prayers. In my faith, people say faith without works is dead. So we will find a way. But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference.
We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Worldwide for a pro-human future.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Remember, you are receiving information on this broadcast that if it gets out to the world, we'll defeat the criminals that run this global New World Order system, whose plan for us is nothing but total enslavement and certain death. And the good news is, we've been on air for 28 years. And the good news is, we've not been caught with our pants down completely. We've not been caught totally flat-footed. But now, if they think they can sell these crises, and if they can pose as the saviors of the crises that they've authored, they are going to drop the hammer on all of us. If you think the last 2.5 years of tyranny was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet in the last 30 months. That was a dress rehearsal for what's going down right now. And to watch last week and play clips all week long during the weekday show of corporate leaders announcing total censorship, world IDs, biomedical tyrannies, new lockdowns, forced inoculations. I mean, that's not just martial law. That's global martial law run by the UN and corporations taking over the nation states that are involved in a hostile corporate takeover of your body and a digital surveillance, censorship, dictatorship to enforce it. I watched hours and hours this week of the highlights, the lowlights, the nightmare lights that were set at this thing. And it was everything we knew, but man, the paradox of New York Times and Washington Post and CNN reports saying there is no global government, there is no carbon tax, there is no universal ID, there is no any of this, when it's all being announced and implemented in places like Italy and Canada and in select areas here in the U.S. I mean, the chains have been forged, and the chains are going on, and I just can't believe we're going to put up with this, and I don't believe we are. Now, the good news is, and I played this on a special Saturday show I did yesterday, so I'm not going to play it again now, but I have harped and harped and harped on this, that if we don't get the good senators and House members and legislatures and governors we have, like DeSantis and others, to come out and say what we're up against is a global corporate takeover, where we're non-essential, where they shut us down, where they consolidate control and censor us, we have no hope. But the good news is we're hearing Rand Paul and DeSantis and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and Tom Cotton and many others come out and really nail it. This is a corporate, a fascist, world government takeover using leftist ideology with a bunch of tax-exempt corporations screwing everybody. And so bravo to the listeners. Bravo to our affiliates and crew and everybody that got it done. yet again, we had pushed this boulder uphill to the top and rolled it downhill on the enemy. We're not out of the woods yet, though they're lovely, dark, and deep. We have miles to go before we sleep. But, to quote the great poem, to paraphrase it, but it just shows why you, the grassroots, are so important. Because this is the dog wagging the tail, not the tail wagging the dog. So here's some of these clips. And I mean, there's literally hundreds of these. We already played some of them. I want to play some again, but these are new ones from Friday, the last day of their conference. And, you know, we're going to censor you. We're going to arrest you for your speech. We're going to get rid of freedom. We're shutting off the fuel and oil to make you transition. This is all by design for the Great Reset. We control the world now. We control the future. Soon the transition to owning nothing will be here. Soon a computer will tell you if you're even allowed to leave your house. Soon you'll only work from home in the metaverse. I mean, I have all the clips. I have all the articles. And it's just, for me, to go from this being in policy reports 25 years ago to being real and happening. Because it's one thing to talk about something when it's academic, when it's theoretical, when it's an idea, but powerful people pushing it. But to be living in them, actually trying to eat the elephant. They're not going to be able to eat the whole elephant. They're not going to be able to eat half the elephant. Even if we went along with this, this is not going to work. But nevertheless, they're trying it, and it's completely biblical. It's totally satanic. It's got Mark of the Beast written all over it. And the good news is, again, I monitor stuff. I get, just like you do, churches all over the country, big mega churches here in Austin. I told you on Easter, my mom went to a friend's mega church in North Austin. They had 5,000 people inside, 10,000 outside on jumbotrons. And my mom thought the preacher was Alex Jones. World government, great reset, new world order, forced injection, grow gardens, get ready, humanity's going to win, Mark of the Beast. Yeah! So I called that family friend I've known for decades. Hell, I've known that family friend since she was like 3 years old, and I was 6 years old. Our parents are friends. I said, well, hey, thanks for taking my parents to that church. Was your preacher like that a couple years ago? She goes, no. And that's just one little example. So that's good news. These New World Order globalists have declared war on all of us. And the good news is humanity says, well, all right. I don't know how all this is going to end. But you're saying I'm obsolete. You're saying I'm non-essential. You're saying I'm supposed to roll over in a ditch and die. I'm going to study you. I'm going to find out who you are. I'm going to find out how you took over. And I'm going to stop complying with it. And I'm going to win. Because the children deserve it, and God demands it. So let's get to a few of these clips. This is Davos reveals building blocks for green social credit score. And then that segues into Albanian president. Talks about green, our Alibaba president talks about green travel. Here it is.
Developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So individual carbon footprint tracker. We call it green travel. So we have within our business something called AMAP, which is a mapping, so think Google Maps or Waze, plus travel destination business. And so what we're going to do is allow people to first calculate the best route, the most efficient route, and also the most efficient form of transportation. And then if they take advantage of those recommendations, we'll give them bonus points that they can redeem elsewhere on our platform. Wow. So they're incentivized to do the right thing, even if they were provided with the opportunity to decide to do the wrong thing.
So that's the social credit score training wheels, where the Davos Group admits they want to make it mandatory to pay the carbon taxes when you get on a bus or a train or do any of that. Of course, they're all flying on private jets. None of them are following their own admissions. And of course, it didn't send you to the select groups they want to send you to, and it's a big scam. Everything these people is a fraud.
Bono is their patron saint. And he's the guy they push as their cultural spokesperson, their cultural master, their omnibudsman. He goes and raises now over the years over $10 billion to, quote, feed starving Africans. And he keeps 99%. That's called being a monster. That's called being a sicko. That's called being a psychopath. That's called being the New World Order. What an uncool, evil, disgusting group. What a shameful organization. But that's who these losers are. Opportunistic frontmen for the New World Order. And we've got, when we come back, I'm going to get to the guns at the bottom of the hour. What happened with Biden visiting Uvalde at the bottom of the hour. But next segment, we're going to look at more of this. And again, the big lie that you're all about to die from viruses because of global warming, not them cooking up in labs. We'll go to the Davos Group next. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're so close to the next level. We are so close. Hide what you've got to hide, and tell what you've got to tell.
You'll see.
So Savannah Hernandez reporting for Rebel Media, Truth Social, and InfoWars.com. Knocked it out of the park in the last week. Can't wait till she gets back tomorrow in studio with us next week. With so much there in Switzerland, there in Geneva, just witnessing the New World Order uncloak and just admit its whole takeover plan in front of everybody. Absolutely stunning. Nobody can deny this is happening now. No one can deny it's going on. And again, their mantra, whether it's Tedros of the WHO or Bill Gates or any other UN spokespersons or mainstream media, they say everywhere, deadly viruses are coming because we've been bad. The earth's too hot. It's going to come out of the jungle and kill you. And then it comes out of labs that they control and that they have the so-called vaccine for that makes you even sicker and erases your immune system. This is their play. This is their operation. But, oh, they're the doctors. They're the UN. They care about me. No, they've broken the social contract. They have taken your confidence in them and absolutely used it against you. They are monsters. So here is Savannah Hernandez interviews a woman attending Davos. And what does she say? What I've been warning about for decades. Here it is.
I'm not a scientist, so I'm not in a position to talk about vaccination, but this is not going to be the last pandemic that we see. We'll see more and more pandemics arising due to climate impacts and the emergence of new bacteria as a result of increased greenhouse gases and methane emissions, so that we just don't have immunity to. So I think, you know, as a collective, everyone's been talking about COVID, but okay, that's COVID and it's going to stay with us, but you know, this is just the start.
This is just the start, says a woman with pink hair. And again, I don't care if you have blue hair, pink hair, green hair, but why do they all have pink, blue, or green hair? It's about being unnatural. It's about being weird. And then spouting off this propaganda. Well, here I am in 1997 explaining what's going on.
350 million or more people in Africa, and then 12 die of Ebola in one little town. They go, oh, Ebola, 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 oh, Ebola. And they had CNN people saying diseases will be coming out of the rainforest because Mother Earth is mad. Literally like witch doctors going, booga, booga, some not come back. You know, when we have floods and rain and meteors might hit the earth. What if a meteor hits the earth tomorrow and destroys a city? Are they going to say this is because the people of earth have been bad? That meteor just came from space. It's very primitive control apparatus. It's how chiefs and medicine doctors used to control and shaman would control the people. Say, oh, if you're not good, the crops won't come. Oh, the environment, if we're not good. I don't want to eat a piece of meat that's got dioxins in it from plastics production. I don't want to them dumping, you know, nickel cadmium and heavy metal Grignard reagents in the waters so my kids are deformed. I don't want that. I'm for the environment. But these international corrupt people financing global population control, which is just nothing more but dictators' excuses to kill men, women, and children, and girls in slave labor camps in China making Nikes. You call that good? And all these Hollywood people that say they love you are the ones that speak out against slave labor, are the ones you find out later, are the ones that own all the sweatshops making their clotheslines? They're all hypocrites. They're all hypocrites using you. So here it is, global plan to fight infectious diseases sought. I haven't read this yet, but Washington, a new plan to coordinate
International efforts to track and combat infectious diseases will be announcing by the leaders of the G7 group of industrial nations at this weekend's summit in Denver. White House aides said Monday. And the combustion engine is the greatest threat to civilization, like Al Gore says in Earth in the Balance. No, Mr. Gore, the combustion engine is civilization. And the combustion engine's getting cleaned up because we're putting catalytic converters on the cars, just like we got the horses out of the streets 100 years ago, and we don't have a horse manure problem anymore. Humans move forward. I know the bureaucrats don't want that. You want us to stay down and lowly. You don't want us to transcend, do you?
And then, of course, we got clips from a couple of years after that where I say they'll use a virus as a pretext to bring in lockdowns and total control, but you've already seen that. Here is a clip from the African nation of Tigray, where they estimate 80% of the population is about to starve to death. Here they are laying it out.
Since the start of the conflict 15 months ago, Ethiopian forces and their allies from Eritrea have taken part in the deliberate obstruction of aid coming into Tigray, as troops on the ground have taken part in the deliberate destruction of food items and farming equipment across the region. In addition to the blockade on banking services and the withhold of state budgets, the UN estimates that over 80% of the population in Tigray is food insecure and in need of urgent food assistance. Now, the president of Afar Regional State, Awel Arba, in an interview with the state media EBC, has said that his forces are working to ensure no humanitarian aid will reach the people of Tigray. In a parliamentary address earlier this week, Abiy Ahmed had said that his forces are working closely with the Afar state to ensure a common objective.
Afar may malakat. If federal mangist, Afar kadal mangistgar, bakaftanya karbat misara. Bakaftanya karbat. Baulum aum balut nagaroch. Baje media umid balon akallo gun dazar. Bakarbat yesra kafalar ganam misara. ማንኛውም ያፋር ጥቃት የኢትዮጵያ ጥቃት ነው። የአማራ ጥቃት የኢትዮጵያ ጥቃት ነው።
The government of Tigray had on multiple occasions issued a statement saying violence was being instigated by Afar regional forces and troops from Eritrea to hamper the delivery of much needed aid into the region.
So the UN orders a 2-year lockdown in Africa. It wasn't just 6 months like other places. 2-year, and they wonder why people are starving everywhere, and they've got reasons for it. And exacerbating issues, but when Africa collapses, which is now happening, that's part of the replacement migration. The left doesn't want you talking about, even though it's a UN plan to collapse the third world and then have the UN organize and brainwash these giant third world populations to flood the West. And now the EU is predicting 100 million people are going to try to flood Europe, and they're going to open the borders up so they know exactly when they're doing it, exactly how they're doing it, over and over and over again. We're going to go to break, and I want to come back and shift gears and talk about the tragedy in Uvalde, and we now know exactly basically what happened there, and it is just outrageous. Biden is down there grandstanding right now, but the good news is humanity is waking up to this agenda, and humanity understands how this is being done and who is behind it. And once again, the people staging all this can't pose as the saviors. I know I harp on that every hour. It's game over. But if we don't know who we're in a war with, if we don't understand that, we don't have a chance in hell. All right, 2 more segments coming up, jam-packed. The Noah Schroyer takes over with Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. at Infowars.com/show and band.video.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Lape by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of "Come and take it," and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription "Free men bear arms." Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stands up and can make money off patriots and Americans that love freedom, but he boycotted the NRA event that he had signed up for, and so did the governor of Texas. virtue signaling going along with the propaganda, going along with the left. What are we going to do about that? Because our biggest problem is neocons. Our biggest problem is fake conservatives and people that would dare blame gun owners for what a psychotic did. A psychotic they knew had been planning things like this. Look at some of these headlines. A Supreme Court justice solution to gun violence is repeal the Second Amendment. That's what they're pushing. That's what they want. That's Justice Stevens. Senator Booker, Americans love guns more than children. No, we love the right to defend ourselves. We don't live in the blue cities with 10 times the crime rate of other areas. That's what we don't want, Mr. Booker. We had a big InfoWars poll with over 30,000 respondents. The InfoWars poll asked the question, what is more dangerous to our children? School shootings, experimental vaccines, inner-city crime, groomers, and 56% said experimental vaccines. I think people know what they're talking about. We have a video of Kamala Harris saying, an assault weapon is a weapon of war. Well, so is a knife. Kamala Harris demands a ban on all assault weapons. Well, oh, but they didn't want your guns. Incel Texas shooter made disturbing online threats to girls. Hurt animals. Was a devil worshiper. Was not bullied, but was actually a bully. We have a clip we're about to play of a student making that point. But it's always the same. Someone into darkness, someone into the occult, dressing all in black. I'm not saying you dress all in black, you're bad. I'm saying statistically, incels that hate women, hate children, hate girls, who are into darkness and shoot 'em up games, that is the modus operandi or the MO of these people. Here it is.
As high school senior Ivan Arellano said when he received this message from his friend last night, it broke his heart. He knew Layla Salazar, one of the children killed inside Robb Elementary. Her older brother is Ivan's good friend.
Whenever we were young, she would, like, mess with us whenever we would all hang out together. And, yeah, I feel bad for Nick.
Ivan also says he knew the gunman well and described him as a bully.
Salvador Ramos was a boy who was not bullied. He would try to pick on people but fail, and it would aggravate him. I would like to get that out of the way. He was not bullied. He, prior, and I don't see this covered, and I'm going to put this out there, he would hurt animals. He was not a good person.
Ivan is hurting, and he wants his friend to know he is deeply sorry for his loss.
All of your friends love you, Nick, and, like, we want you to be okay, and we're here for you.
Yeah, you think somebody that wants to shoot elementary school students might be somebody that wants to hurt a local dog or cat? And the reason we have guns is to protect ourselves from these people. The establishment, again, they have the bodyguards, they have the guns, they have the private jets. They don't want us to have even a small piece of what they've got. And anybody that's guilted into giving up their freedom, anybody that's guilted into believing it's their fault for things like this, is insane. And look, I've had a lot of callers and a lot of emails and a lot of people say to me, Jones, why aren't you saying this is a false flag? Why aren't you saying this was staged? When I saw Jesse Smollett, I said it was fake. The WMDs in Iraq, I said was fake. And there's been other things that I've questioned, is they had anomalies, and we have a right to question. That's a good thing. It's the reason I'm saying I don't think this is a staged event is not because the Democratic Party filed his lawsuits on me to get rid of the First Amendment and the whole Sandy Hook thing. It's because I don't see the same type of anomalies that made myself and other people ask questions before. I see a police stand down. And we now know that the local political officer who was the police chief of their independent school district has recently been elected to the city council, a place where in 2 weeks he'll actually be sworn in. He wasn't at the school. He didn't know what was going on. He just said, it's a hostage situation. Stand down. And the police follow their orders. After 50 minutes of this, the Border Patrol agents that showed up said, we're not going to follow your orders anymore. There's children were going in. They should have done that immediately. So, again, bureaucracy, ladies and gentlemen, is the issue. And it's what we're facing. But it's completely fair and protected speech under the First Amendment that if you don't want to believe the official story because we got lied to up front and the governor admitted that and the head of the DPS admitted that, well, then you have a right to see anomalies. And there have been major anomalies in this case. And I believe that's CNN making mistakes. CNN has showed the same father or two different fathers for the same child. And showed two different fathers and showed the same picture and the same name for a dead girl. That's probably them putting the wrong name key up twice. We make mistakes here too, not defending CNN, but we just don't see some of the telltale signs of a false flag here. That said, let's look at Buffalo 2 weeks ago. We said, did he have feds provocateuring him? He had handlers manipulating him. He was autistic. He was mentally ill. He tried to shoot up a school before. Wasn't ever put in a mental institution when he did that. And now the feds, are they cleaning up loose ends? Or is it some fed that was crazy talking to this guy? Or is that made up too? We don't know. Retired federal agent regularly communicated with Buffalo gunmen in private Discord chat room. And the FBI is investigating that. But let's look at a brief history just in a few minutes. Even Wikipedia has a big, giant category of admitted declassified false flags by the Nazis, by the U.S. government, by the communists, and by other governments throughout history. So false flags are a real thing. They go on. They happen. And because we've been lied to so many times, and because this has happened before, we don't just have a right. We have a duty to question and to investigate and to look at things. So this has got a lot of different false flag events that happened. The Levon affair and so many others. You need to go read this and look this up for yourself. The truth about false flags from Nazi Germany to the Vietnam War, from the Reichstag to the Gulf of Tonkin. Very good report from history.co.uk. Bunch of examples. Operation Northwoods, staging bombings, airline shootdowns, and mass shootings as a pretext for war with Cuba and the Soviet Union. United States, the false flag empire. Big article on that out of the Independent Australia. And so many other things you should look into. And we will continue to look into all that. The FBI staging the Governor Whitmer kidnapping. That was a false flag. And the list goes on and on. The Pentagon said Russia would stage false flags as a pretext to invade Ukraine. Looks like they did. The point is, this is a real thing, and it's legitimate to question it and to look at it. Anybody that doesn't want you to look at it are bad guys. We'll be back in the final segment. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Since they're in, yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25+ billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus world view. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
So that's from 20 years ago, and you see it happening today. How do we do that? Because we know the plan. Now, I want to hit some of the economic news and the censorship news. I want to hit, in closing, the prison planet they're building and the end game of it with the metaverse. So that's coming up. But let's look at what Biden's hoping to distract us from by blaming American gun owners for what a psycho did. We all know it's good guys that stop bad guys with guns. Good guys with guns that stop bad guys with guns. It's not just a cliche. It's true. Biden's protected by guns, but he doesn't want you to be protected by anything. CNBC, record high Memorial Day gas prices are stinging consumers and impacting travel. California are paying $7 a gallon on average, almost $5 a gallon across the United States. And they admit, Biden said last week, this is part of the transition. And they're doing it again. Biden is running out of options to tame soaring gas prices. What about turning the pipelines back on? What about not banning all the drilling? What about allowing the permits? I mean, it's all they're trying to shut down the main pipeline that's 50-something years old out of Canada for the Midwest. They'll shut everything down. If we're still like, oh, Biden doesn't have any options. He doesn't know why it's happening. The head of the Energy Department and Biden have all said it's on purpose. And that's what's so frustrating. Global food crisis may spread from grain to sugar. Think so? But don't worry. Robots to pick up more work at busy factories. They're busy. Why don't we demand stuff be made by humans? Because they're building a world where we're obsolete. We need to build a world where we have a future. Humans control their environment. We're the only animal, in their own words, that is able to control its environment. Why are we letting the globalists control our environment? Will this fruit-picking robot transform agriculture? Surging meat prices push consumer grillers to order pizza instead. Next, it's you'll eat bugs, they told you. 1,000 more flights canceled Sunday, disrupting the holiday weekend. Everybody I know is having trouble in business and in family travel. It's all just a disheveled, collapsing, insane situation. The collapse of civilization. And it goes on from there. How are they going to get away with this post-industrial world? Well, only if we're not aware of what's happening. So this YouTuber and this Twitter individual, Young Huss, says, I endorse Alex Jones brainwashing, being sarcastic. And here is the New York Times headline, YouTube videos brainwash my father. Can I reprogram his feed? Open articles about how we need to keep our family from researching and asking questions. You don't want to ask questions. In a cult, you do what you're told. And here's some examples of that. Turkey to jail people for spreading misinformation. And who decides? A group of government fact checkers decide what's true and what's not. And Fauci this week gave a speech at a university and said, I've never seen such lies, such disinfo. We need to ban people that disagree with us. But Fauci, if you think back, lied to us about the PCR test, about the vaccine working, about mask working, but earlier said they didn't work, which they don't. Lie after lie after lie. And so where does the power structure want to take us? What's their end game? Key articles at Infowars.com from Reclaim the Net. World Economic Forum wants kids to learn in the metaverse to curb climate change. That's right. Climate lockdowns. You're locked in your house under the social credit score, vaccine passport. You can't travel. Played that earlier, them announcing it at Davos, meeting in Geneva this week. And they say, we're going to make you stay in your house. We're going to make you telecommute. We're going to make kids learn in the metaverse. And the World Economic Forum, through big tech, is going to control the messages you get in that false reality. So I've seen these archetypal images of people wearing masks and VR goggles covering up all their senses. They've got earbuds in their ear giving them a false reality. They've got their visual senses, and they've got their mouth covered up, the symbol of a gag slave. Guardian columnist George Monbiot says farming should be abolished to stop climate change. Not just cows, not just methane, but everything's got to be banned. All, not just human society, but agrarian farming society, and robots must grow all the food. You must be prepared to be obsolete. And here's the article I just mentioned. Metaverse announces the World Economic Forum will have a leadership role in the metaverse, says Facebook. They will program this new reality that our children and others are to be forced into. And we saw the images out of New York City and Tel Aviv, Israel, of children begging not to be injected with the COVID-19 gene therapy poison serum. And they put VR goggles on them so they'd be in a false reality while they took the shot. Covering up our senses, enslaving us, forcing us in to this grid. It's all disingenuous. It's all criminal. And there's always going to be criminals, sociopaths, psychopaths that are willing to do anything for power. But they're really not to blame. Mark Zuckerberg, when we allow them to do this, when we stand down, we don't protect the children, when we don't say no, and we don't speak up, it becomes our problem. All right, Owen Schroyer is about to take over in 2 minutes. We got a break. Loaded for Bear, Sunday Night Live. Dems exploiting the tragedy to distract from the economic collapse they're engineering. The rage of the NRA convention in Houston. Democrats calling for bombings, shooting attacks, and phone calls with Owen Schroyer coming up separately. We are not sponsored by the New World Order. We're not sponsored by Soros or the Rockefellers. We're sponsored by you, and we sell great products you need. Books, films, Patriot apparel to spread the word, and amazing supplements that boost your immune system and your overall health. We've got one of the, not one of, the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off and double Patriot points on Alpha Power. Blow you away. Brain Force Ultra, incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade krill oil, so good for your heart, cardiovascular. Immune support, whole food multivitamin. All Dr. Jones Naturals products from Top Brain to Kaba Chill to Primal Youth to Rocket Rest, 40% off. All t-shirts at cost. They're all collector's items. They're all limited edition. We're never making any of the 100-plus designs again in the future. They're almost all sold out. Only 5,000-6,000 t-shirts left. We were up at 60-plus thousand T-shirts 3 months ago. Thank you, listeners, for getting that inventory out because we would launch a new T-shirt. I never promote it, so we had a big stockpile. Exercise the First Amendment in the third dimension. Beautiful job. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going to break. Your station doesn't carry the show. Sunday Live will be at van.video and InfoWars.com/show. And right on the front page of InfoWars.com, Owen Schroyer is marching in here in 2 minutes. Oh, and we're selling out of the new final coin, the three-part series, the Come and Take It Molon Labe at 1776 coin.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.